Blog Talk Radio.
Time tonight, and folks, man, we got stuff to talk about. It ain't even funny, but I want to start off the show tonight, talk about Lulu's Barbecue. You know, Lulu's Barbecue has come on Barbecue Superstars and just turned on the light. Now, folks, went down there to the Jack Daniel's World Championship this past weekend, Saturday at 5 o'clock. And they walked in there like they owned the place, set up big-time radio, and hung out with all the fellas and everything down at the competition. And then they went back up there. And, folks, it was the first time that we had over 1,000 people who listened to the show live on Barbecue Superstar Radio. Man, it was really a night to remember. The Jack Daniels was really something, folks. You know, it's still the world championship. You know, the thing about the Jack Daniels is that It represents all 7,000 teams. And, you know, folks, no other competition in the United States, regardless of which one, including Sam's Club, represents all 7,000 competition teams in the United States. The Jack Daniels truly does represent them all, even though it's based on draw, because you get everybody has a shot at it. Everybody has a fair shot of getting in on the Jack Daniels. And let's see, you know, I owe everybody an apology. I haven't done enough Barbecue Superstars Radio to where all my tricks are at. All right, let's see what this one says. Hell yeah, I'll turn it up, right on. Hell yeah. From the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah! Hell yeah! All right, Las Vegas, Nevada. I got a little call this afternoon. A main man, Chris Fulmer. He's out there competing at the Las Vegas World Food Championship. Yeah. Anyway, and man, 7 big turn-ins. Going to have the results tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We want to wish everybody in Las Vegas a huge good luck and a hope you do good out there. But, you know, I just got to make one point. You know, whatever that is for man versus food. Now, folks, everybody at the barbecue world competes every weekend in a barbecue championship. You know what I mean? I mean, my son Adam's here. That's right. But they got to work hard. They got to learn how to cook. Get their timing down. They got to get their temperatures down. They got to get how to prep the meat, how to season the meat. They got to do all this work. Now, you know, I'd just like to point out that my man on Man versus Food, Adam, do you know what his big talent is? His huge, ginormous talent is he can eat 30 goddamn tacos at one setting. Yay, holy shit. We're going to have to give him some applause for that. Oh, wait, let's see. No, wait. There you go.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, all right. I'll tell you what else he's done. I got to give credit for this, too. He attempted to eat a 20-pound hamburger. Now, that's a talent. I mean, he's got a big goddamn mouth and he's a hog. Now, that is worth putting you on Travel Channel and hanging out and taking up all that time slot, because that man can eat. Now, he's probably have a stomach, you know, probably 4 foot long, 3 foot wide, like a bag. You know, you dump the food in there. Whoa! But guess what? He is the number one guest appearing person at the World Food Championship. Mm. Now, I wonder if he can cook a hot dog. Cooking hot dogs ain't that hard. You know, like, you know, put a hot dog on some fire. Now, you can put it in the microwave for 30 seconds. You got a hot dog. He probably could do that. Whoa, what do you think about that? That's got to make him a big star.
My cookouts were boring. My smoker tasted bad. No one came to my barbecue. We was all sad. I bought a backwoods smoker. Now I'm downtown. My friends are all happy. Backwoods smoker deserves a crown. Yee-haw! Backwoods smoker. You need to get you one today.
Now, I don't know who that was made that commercial right there. It sounded like he did a fairly good job. I mean, no. Man, it's Friday night, y'all, and we're going to have us a good time. Now, we're going to play us some beer drinking songs. And, let's click one up here. Got my son Adam. He's drinking one with me. And now, we got to make a shout-out to Old Bart's North State Barbecue down there in Shelby, North Carolina tonight. What's up, fellas? How's everybody doing up there? Barbecue Superstars loves you. Now, we were supposed to go up there and hang out with old Bart, and he was going to cook a turkey for me. And man, I just got up there playing and hanging around, and I forgot what time it was. And looked up, and I missed Barbecue Superstar Beer Night Out by an hour. So I got in my truck and come flying home so I get all the computers set up. But we're going to hook up with old Bart tomorrow and hang out with him. And he's supposed to have some of the best barbecue in North Carolina. And he got a hell of a restaurant. And I tell you, he's just one cool dude. Now, you know, I always got to play this one song on Beer Night Out. And I know most of y'all know what I'm talking about before I even get started over here. But, man, I got to do better on my radio. I'm forgetting about, well, let me pour myself one real quick. Hold a minute. Man, Miller Lite. I've changed over to Miller Lite. I don't want nothing but Miller Lite. You know, I used to be a Budweiser heavy guy. But you know, I'll tell you what, Budweiser heavy is heavy. You can't drink too many. You'll be laying on the floor knocked out. Here we go. All right, folks, you know the drill now. I'm going to start playing this song, and by the time this song's over now, your whole beer's got to be gone. I don't care if you're drinking a 16-ounce Miller Lite, a Jack Daniels, whatever you're drinking. I want you to raise your glass right now. Hold on a minute. Raise your glass. Say, hell yeah. Especially if you're down there competing in your own competition floor. You know you deserve a hell yeah. Come on, Bart's Old North State Barbecue now. Y'all raise your glass. Hell yeah. Do one with me. And everybody up in Shelby, there's a whole lot of good teams. Now, folks, if you didn't know it, Three Eyes Barbecue's up in Shelby. Munchin' Hogs in the Hilton. Three Eyes is from first place in the KBS standings. The people who won the Jack Daniels was in second place. But Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton is in third place. And guess who is both in Shelby? Three Eyes Barbecue and Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton. And I tell you what, them boys, they're going to be throwing down for the crown all night tonight. Turn it in tomorrow. And Barbecue Superstars, 4 o'clock tomorrow, will be broadcasting live the full results up in Shelby, North Carolina, on the radio. We will shoot the results. So you know what? By the time 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock rolls around, we'll know who came in a higher position, Three Eyes or Munchin' Hogs, and we'll know who's still in the lead in KCBS.
Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party.
Now, I've seen you only you, Red, will do for this fella, because you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing. You're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup. You're my friend.
Friend. Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend. Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party. Woo! Red Solo Cup. Red Solo.
Won't you raise your beer up right down way up high and give a big old barbecue superstars? Hell yeah. Now, wait a minute. I know some of you drunks done got ahead of me. Hold up. I'm going to do one, two, three now. Here we go. One, two, three. Hell yeah. Now, I was down at Clemson University, and I told the whole bunch of them, I said, look, I'm going to do one, two, three. I want everybody to do me a big old hell yeah. And so I said, all right, here we go. I said, one, two, and this woman stops. I'm like, what are we doing? After she already said, okay, we can do a hell yeah. Oh, my God. Now, I just like everybody to know now that my favorite beer of all time in the world, drum roll, please. Wait a minute, let's see if I can get a drum roll going here. Here we go. Miller Lite. Oh, now, I know there's a lot of guys out there on the competition trail right now saying, man, that's 2 liter beer. Oh, why would you say that? Ain't no cheaters up in here. But I was a Bud Light guy, but they came out with these cans that are tall. Now, Frazan. You know who he is. Old Truck Frass. We was up there in Winchester, Tennessee. I had a moment to change my life, folks. And, man, I'll tell you what. Cheap little television show, you know. And he was having a good time. So he walked over to the pool.
Look out in your brown eyes.
It just fits you in the head. It's kind of loud. I would like to emphatically tell you, don't do that. Now, they got Miller Genuine 55 and 64. Hey, pretty good. But the old-time Miller Genuine Draft, man, that's the worst tasting stuff I ever put in my mouth. Now, You might be able to feed your doggy a horse and MGD. You could just a regular normal person. It's an acquired taste. What that means is it tastes a damn bad. You got to close your eyes and hold your teeth together to swallow it. Now, I know that's wrong, folks, but Miller Lite is awesome. Now, I did stop by this convenience store, and the whole back of the store was a huge beer cooler you walked into, and it was around 30 degrees. It was so cold in there, you couldn't hardly stand up. And I got me a Bud Light Lime, Lime-a-Rita. Margarita with a twist. And my son was just drinking one now.
Oh, no.
He's about one day over 21. When was your birthday? Oh, anyway. No, he's 22 or 23 years old. And he said it tastes like a Sprite. But it is 6% alcohol. But I'm going to tell you, it's so good. It's a barbecue superstar. Hell yeah. So, on the Bud Light train a little bit, we just don't like the great big blue cups. I mean, blue cans. I mean, to me, man, I can't go for that. Now, let's see what old Chief Bunker's got to say about it.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And we knew we knew why
they for girls and
we'll be right back.
everything you do between now and the last turn-in in the morning is going to make up where you end up in the standings. Are you ready to do your best? Are you ready to focus on your cook? Are you ready to be the most you can be? Now, that is what you got to do. And that's what barbecue competition is all about. Now, folks, you can't go half the way. You got to go all the way. You got to be an airborne ranger. Now, folks, you got to concentrate on your whole cook. And you know what? I think you can do it. I think you can pull out a GC over the best there be. And I'm talking about in the morning. So look, between now and by the time you do last turn in at 1:30, it's 9:28, so it's 9:30. So you got 13, you got 15 hours. You got 15 hours to transform that brisket, that Boston butt, and that chicken and ribs into a grand champion. So, man, what are you going to do to make that happen? got to rack it up, you got to pull it up, you got to get ready to lay it up in the box. You got to have the best stuff and make that box rock. That's what you got to do by the time you get done tomorrow with your last turn in. You got to shoot the thrill.
We'll be right back.
Southern Barbecue team out there, a big shout out, you know. It's another Friday night. Everybody's down in the pit. Man, it's already November 2nd, 2012. And we hope every one of you are having a good night. It's a good night to be cooking out. A little bit cool, but at least it's not hot. We've been through a lot of hot weather. And that's going to slow down just a little bit. And, you know, Backwoods Smokers come out with a G2 now, Generation 2 model. And they're a little bit heavier built. They've tried to address any rust issues that you might have had before. And, but you know what? We like Everglades seasoning. I don't know if you've ever heard of Everglades seasoning, but Everglades, some of the best there is.
We went down to the FBA. And there was Everglades seasoning with crawfish and filet. I ate a little taste, my eyes got wide. They won the Triple Crown Lakeland. Four of these guys could fly. Everglades seasoning is number one in the world, ranked by barbecue superstars, and they keep winning everything. You better get you some of this Everglades seasoning. Yee-haw!
Now, one time there was this woman. Came up to my mom's place, and guy was up there trying to get a job, and he said, "Man, I can't get a job. I ain't had a job in a year, and I've been looking all over the place." And he said, "Well, let's see if you guys would give me a job." And that woman looked over and said, "What? You ain't got no job?" She said, "I know you can go and get you a check. I got me a check. You need to get you a check. I'm going to tell you exactly where to go. You can get yourself a check."
Got the biggest catering job I've ever done today. Sure is scary out here. No problem, man. I got my Everglades seasoning. Thank goodness I brought the full line with me. I even got their salt. I ain't gonna have no problem on this catering job. Why, shoot, I might have to go out and get me a little ice cream or something before I get started, because I know I ain't got to worry about nothing. I got my Everglades seasoning, number one in the world, ranked by barbecue superstars. Oh, yeah!
Now, if you're out there in the club tonight, don't get tipsy.
Ting drinking is very bad. Yo, I got a fake ID though.
True selfies, true selfies. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Everybody drunk out on the dance floor. Baby girl asks, she feel like she want more. Like she a group and ain't even no score. Maybe cause she heard that I rhyme hardcore. Or maybe cause she heard that I buy out the store. Bottom of the night, this city got a score. If not, I gotta move on to the next floor. Here comes the three, to the two, to the one. Homeboys tripping, he'll know I got a gun. When they come to pop, we do this for fun. You ain't got one, nigga, you better run. Now I'm in the back, getting to you from my hun. Why she going down, I'm bragging on what I done. She smoking myself, saying she ain't having fun. She ain't giving back, now you don't get none. Everybody in the club getting tipsy. To the five, now I'm looking at shorty right in the eye. Couple seconds past, now I'm looking at the thigh. Why she telling me how much she had to buy? Say she got the kid, but she got her tubes high. Maybe 21, girl, that's so high. I wonder if the shake come to whip them five. If so, baby, can I get them super size? Here comes the four to the three to the two. She started feeling on my tongue right out the blue. Are you super thick, so I'm thinking that's cool. But instead of one life, have I need two.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
sure you ain't got a town, bitch. That single man ain't tryna get hitched. Little with the dummy man, sign up. Rusted it off, now I'm back to getting lit. Bring some orange juice, man, it's some good fish. Homeboy tripping, cause I'm staring at his chick. Now he on the sideline, staring at my clay. They come from the 5 to the 4 to the 3. Hands in the earth, if you pass, look at me. Club on the set, quiet, put out them trees. Do it on curve, I'm a B, I'm a B.
Everybody, you can do it.
I'd just like to clarify that it's not everybody in the club getting tipsy. It's everyone in the club is getting tipsy. Just to clarify that. Yeah, I hope everybody's having a good time tonight, and I hope you're having a party out there where you're at. You know we having a party in here where we're at. And I'll tell you what, man, it's time. Now, you know, a large portion of barbecue competition, not barbecue cooking in general, but competition belongs to a certain group of people. And we're going to let them play that funky music. Shout out to Midnight Burn. Midnight Burn hooked up with us today. We're going to have three more one-hour shows coming your way within the next day. Hopefully by tomorrow night we'll have one up. Sunday night we'll have the second one up. And Monday night we'll have the third one up. And we'll complete a 5 one-hour show pack of the Jack Daniel's World Championship with a complete 5-category cook and a sauce turn-in with Steve Overlay of Sin City Smokers. And we'll have a one-hour Barbecue Superstars Thanksgiving show. Now, we're going to start a Bob Hope, Ben Crosby type tradition on Barbecue Superstars. We started it last year, but we're continuing it on. This is the second year of the Thanksgiving and Christmas show on Barbecue Superstars. And we will have our Thanksgiving show released by Monday night. And then somewhere after Thanksgiving, like on the second or third day after Thanksgiving, we will release our Barbecue Superstars Christmas show. And folks, Barbecue Superstars is coming your way. We're going to have more stuff, more exciting radio and television shows than has ever been produced in barbecue. So folks, hold on to your hats. Stick with us close. And I'll tell you what, let's end it off with a little Al Green. I love to play Al Green at the end of the show. And you know, it's all about for the good times. And so we love you out there. Compete hard. Work hard tonight. The morning light is coming, and make sure it doesn't count you or find you short. Get them ribs, that chicken, that brisket, and that Boston butt the best you can get it, because you never know when you might be able to compete again. For the good times, folks. Your night out on Barbecue Superstars is all about the good times.
For the good times. love a good time. I'll get along, and I'm sure you'll find another. But baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. If you should ever find you need me, yeah. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time eating up the severance when you leave. For a good time, for a good time, lay your head, on my pillow. One more time. What a good time. What a good time. Here's what you ought to do. Make your head.
Make sure you subscribe to the Barbecue Times. Just go to bbqtimes.com and get in touch with more barbecue competition than anybody else can ever do. The Barbecue Times. This has been a Barbecue Superstars Network production.